Larry?
Hey.
Holly is listening in here, so...
Oh, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, she's
keep
right
it
here.
Sweet.
Say hi,
sweet, Larry.
Say hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good now. Girl made me all happy down there.
Hey, he's got a southern accent.
Well, I ain't never had no 10 like you before.
You ain't had a 6.
No, I had 5 2s one year.
5 2s.
That's right. That girl sound good.
She's very pretty. You can, if you can find the November 1995 Playboy. She was Miss November 95.
Got it right here.
Very pretty, but very nice, too. Nobody that would spend time with you.
Ah, Lord's blessed her. She don't know it yet, but, you know, I'm the one she gets all hot and heavy over.
No, she doesn't know it yet.
No, she doesn't know it yet, Larry.
She'll know it soon. How old is you?
12. I'm 28.
28.
I was going to say, you ain't 12. That turned me on.
28.
I used to date the 12-year-old.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But she had the body of a 14-year-old.
Oh, boy.
And you were how old at the time, Larry?
I was 7.
Okay, well, then that's all right.
I was a quick worker. Yeah. I was a quick worker.
Where are we going today with this, Larry?
Any day getting laid behind a dumpster.
Shut up, Larry.
Oh, Larry, what do you got for us?
I'm just kidding with you.
Yeah, sure you are.
God bless Holly, both of her. Hey, I got a commentary. I'm going to do commentary on this gay rodeo they got out in San Francisco.
The gay rodeo?
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah.
What do they ride?
They got a gay rodeo. I think that's ridiculous.
Well, talk to us about
it. What the hell is this? And no, I was just kidding, Holly. I love her with all my heart. You know.
Okay.
I just want to talk pretty girls. What the hell is this, Rush? You know, I'm better talking to Lopez. I'm madder than Hillary Clinton getting nut kicked at a fundraiser. San Francisco has a gay rodeo. Good God, if John Wayne was alive today, he'd roll over in his grave. I've heard of a country gay bar. I mean, my buddy was in there one time, and he busted his leg getting bucked off the mechanical gerbil. Dang, but a gay rodeo, please. Boy, I'd love to see that, watching some long-legged cowboy with pink chaps getting down the chute yelling, saddle that bitch up and I'll ride it till it spits.
That's good.
Ah, dang, I did that a little too good.
Yeah, you did.
Uh-oh, I don't want to talk like that. Now coming out of chute number 2, it's Elliot riding an upside-down bar stool. Yee-haw, ride him, cow queen. Now it's time for team roping. That's where a cow queen ropes the man of his choice and has to hog time and give him a manicure under 30 seconds. Good Lord, in a real rodeo, a bullhorn goes up your rear end. It's a tragedy and stitches. In this rodeo, if the horn goes up your ass, it's extra points and an invite from the judge to go out on the weekend. My buddy D. Wayne entered one of these rodeos because he thought it was going to be easy money.
Yeah.
He got bucked off and yelled, I suck, and 30 fellas with pink hats offered to give him a ride home. Needless to say, he got the hell out of there. You know, back in the old West, Texas Rangers used to head to Fort Apache after fighting Indians. I don't remember reading about Rump Rangers headed to Fort Vaseline after doing everybody's hair out there on the reservations. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Like Jim J. Bullock once said at a rodeo, just before he's about to ride, quote, why does it have to butt? Can it just vibrate a little? Unquote.
You sound just like Jim J.
Well, now, that was my impression of Jim J. I ain't going to dip down into it too much.
Yeah, you might discover some things you don't want to find out about yourself, Larry.
Hey, my ass hurt.
Yeah, Larry, say goodbye to Holly.
Say goodbye.
Holly?
Yeah?
I love you, sweetheart.
And I love you, too.
One day, maybe we can go out to, you know, Steak and Shake or something. Do it upright.
I love their burgers.
Steak and Shake.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Hey, get her done.
Okay, man.
Hey, this is Jonathan Silverman of The Single Guy, and unfortunately, you are listening to Kirk, Mark, and Lopez on 98 Rock. Thank you.